I was born in Houston, and then we moved here in 1945. I was about 10 years old. At that time, I was listening to a lot of radio and that sort of thing. The music that I primarily heard that really stuck with me first, and I'm not even sure which show, if it was the Bob Hope Show or Jack Benny Show, but it was Les Brown and his Band of Renown.
Yeah.
And how this whole band could swing. You know, it's like, how does anybody do this? And I started playing in groups. And I think probably the most instrumental moment came one day. I was sitting down and I was practicing. And of course, when you're young, you want to play every note in the universe. And you want to play them as fast as you can. You want to play the whole piano, even notes that aren't there. And so I'm sitting in this little room, the old 493 Union Hall. I'm sitting in there, and I'm just playing away, and there's this old guy standing there. And I wish I could find him today to thank him. But he's listening to this probably as long as he could take it. And he said, "Hey, kid, do you know what's the most important thing about playing music?" And, of course, being young, how dare he interrupt me? You know, how dare this man interrupt me? And I said, yeah. You know, your technique, your fingers, and your da, da, da. He said, "No." I said, what's important? He said, and this is the key. He said, listening. Hmm. And of course, again, being young, I said, I listen. He said, I didn't say hearing. I said, listening. Mm-hmm. And I said, what? They're the same thing. And he said, no. He said, you hear with your ears. You listen with your whole being. Hmm. So he's leaving the room and he said, by the way, kid, it's the most important thing in life, and it's a skill you'll be working on all your life.
Yeah.
You know, when you're a lot younger, you think you're directing things. You think that you're... Yeah. These days, no, I go in open, and I let music tell me what it wants me to do, really. I think the first jazz artist I heard that really just said, okay, we're taking off now, was George Shearing's quintet. This to me was this combination of smoothness, of sound, and I was really impressed with that, to the point that at 16, I had a little trio, and we used to go play USO shows, you know, Fort Lewis, Fort Lawton, and stuff like that. And I was always trying to get this sound, even with just piano, bass, and guitar. It was like trying to, okay, how do you get George Shearing and Nat King Cole together in this, with this little trio of people who don't know what they're doing?
Do you have a chance to work with young musicians and kind of turn it around and give it back the way that those wonderful life lessons were given to you at such an early age?
I do. To me, one of the most interesting periods came when the Beatles first hit the scene. And my first reaction was, that's a lot of pop stuff. Da, 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 da. And then a student of mine came in one day with the song Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
And I said, where'd you get this? This is incredible. And he said, it's a Beatles song. What? When? My God. And so I started thinking, you're forgetting that lesson of listening. And so I started listening to some of their things. And then I started to recognize that they were recognizing some of the American blues artists and street musicians and stuff in their work. And I thought, you know, it's wide open. It's totally wide open. And I think that's one of the things I like to impart to young musicians is that, look, do not reject anything. Whether you like it or not isn't important. Listen to it. Because to me, it's like a friend of mine said, his aunt said to him one time, about these vitamins, how do they know where to go? You know, how do they know what to do? And that's the thing I think about music, is you take it in, you ingest it. You just ingest it.
It's been a real pleasure, a real treat.
Thank you, Jason.